Louis Armstrong to Sarah Vaughan, Billie Holiday, Artie Shaw, Glenn Miller, coming up this Friday night, 7 until 9, on KRVS 88.7 and online at krvs.org.
Support comes from La Cuisine de Maman at Vermilionville, now open Tuesday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for outdoor dining, takeout, and curbside pickup. Vermilionville is located at 300 Fisher Road in Lafayette. The phone number is 233-4077. More information at bayouvermiliondistrict.org.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. stocks are rallying this hour despite the fact that 11 years of job gains have been wiped out in a single month. A few hours ago, the Labor Department announced that 20.5 million people lost their jobs in April. The markets were expecting worse. Still, the unemployment rate last month soared to 14.7%, a level not seen since the Great Depression. And yet all major U.S. market indices are up roughly 1.5%. Before Wall Street opened, stocks around the world were trading higher. A closer look at the losses suffered in the American labor force in the midst of the U.S.'s ongoing battle against coronavirus. Healthcare workers are among the most severely affected. Will Stone reports many hospitals are cutting back on staff as their revenue plummets.
Layoffs and furloughs are hitting healthcare workers at hospitals big and small across the country. Many procedures are on hold. Most people aren't going to the doctor. ERs are slow. That's led to an 18% drop in healthcare spending in the first quarter. Michelle Sweeney is a nurse in Massachusetts who's on furlough.
I mean, nursing is who you are. It's like a slap in the face. And I get there's a financial picture, but it's very emotional.
Congress has come up with emergency funding, but industry groups are asking for more. In some states, hospitals are restarting procedures, which will get some nurses back to work. For NPR News, I'm Will Stone in Seattle.
The White House confirms that an aide to Vice President Mike Pence has tested positive for coronavirus. It is the third known case of coronavirus at the White House. In March, another person who works in Vice President Pence's office was the first to test positive. That aide did not have close contact with Pence or President Trump. And this week, a second person, a military aide who works as a valet to Trump, tested positive. The aide had been in the same room as Trump and Pence, who were subsequently tested for the virus and were negative. The president says he has seen the cell video showing the killing of a young black man in Georgia. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports the president says he's confident the governor will do what's right as police investigate the death of Ahmaud Arbery more than 2 months ago.
The Georgia Bureau of Investigation arrested Gregory and Travis McMichael, a white father and son, and charged them with murder. During an interview on Fox News, President Trump said his heart goes out to the family of Ahmaud Arbery, who was jogging when confronted by the father and son.
So I saw the tape, and it's very, very disturbing, the tape. I got to see it. It's very disturbing.
Asked by a host whether he was concerned about this turning into a racial situation, President Trump said justice getting done will solve that problem. But he added that, quote, there could be something on the tape that people didn't see. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up 1.5%. You're listening to NPR News. For the first time in nearly 2 months, some retail stores in California are being allowed to reopen under strict guidelines. NPR's Nathan Roth reports there are hopes that an easing of restrictions will help the state's struggling economy.
Reopening in California is going to be much more limited than it is in other parts of the country. Smaller, non-essential retailers like bookstores and flower shops will now be able to sell their goods using curbside pickup. Sales have been ongoing at bigger box stores. Further reopening is going to depend on counties' ability to track, test, and trace coronavirus cases, among other things. But dine-in eating, for example, may still be weeks away. The move comes as unemployment numbers soar, and state officials are now projecting a deficit in the tens of billions of dollars for California. But restrictions will be put back in place, officials say, if they see another surge in the virus's spread. Nathan Rupp, NPR News, Los Angeles.
More than 33.5 million Americans have filed for unemployment in the last 7 weeks. Some parts of the U.S. could be getting snow for Mother's Day. The northeastern U.S. is preparing for a polar vortex blast, even though it's the middle of spring. The National Weather Service says a low-pressure system off the southern New England coast is drawing cold air down from the north. The Dow's up 1.5%, 372 points at 24,247. S&P's risen 1.5%. It's at 2923. NASDAQ is up 1.5% as well at 91.22. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Noom, providing an online evaluation and the tools to help people lead healthier lives through behavior change. More information at Noom, NOOM.com, and the Annie E. Casey Foundation.
You are listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. And to start off this hour, we're going to go back to November of 1966. Here is B.B. King.
I done made up my mind, babe. There's just got to be a change. Change. Oh, I think you're cheating on me, babe. Oh, because you've been acting too strange. When I leave home early in the morning, you're smiling, babe.
She'll throw it all away. I'm gonna quit my baby. Man, if she don't stop cheating and lying, well, I'd rather be alone. Well, I'd be working out of my mind. Well, I'll give her all of my money. I think I'm being kind. She buy a quart of bad whiskey. Are the rest in beer and wine? Ago, I had to work kind of late. Somebody broke out of my house just like Superman play. I'm gonna quit my baby. Man, if she don't stop cheating in line, well, I'd rather be alone. Well, be worried out of my mind. In the block, the little moonshine joining the rip had just begin to rock. I sneaked inside to get a better view. I caught my
Quit My Baby. That was Long John Hunter from a disc called Lone Star Shootout. That came out on Alligator Records back in 1999. It also featured Lonnie Brooks and Philip Walker and a lot of other musicians, a lot of Austin musicians supporting him. Derek O'Brien playing second guitar on this particular track. Quit My Baby is an old B.B. King tune, and we heard B.B. King just before hearing Long John Hunter. We heard B.B. King doing I Done Got Wise. B.B. opening up the fourth hour of the Blues Box for us this Friday here on KRVS. And we're going to turn now to Roomful of Blues and their latest disc. It's called In a Roomful of Blues. They've been going since the late 1960s. A wonderful band. Here they are with the title track to that disc, In a Roomful of Blues.
Just me and you. All these things that we've been through put us here in a room full of blues. How we shimmered and we shined, just about lost our minds. Well, let's get up and boogaloo out of this room full of blues. Mm-hmm.
I see you smile and my tears flow like the Nile. Oh, I get emotional. Each time we go out, baby, I feel like I want to shout. Cause I feel emotional. I don't understand how just one man can make me feel so emotional. People say the way, but I don't care, you see. My heart's on my sleeve, I'm so easy to deceive. Cause I'm involved emotionally. When you start to sweat, baby, you know how I get. Oh, so emotional. You fill me with joy like a child's new toy. Baby, you make me feel so emotional.
Michelle Wilson from a disc called So Emotional, that obviously the title track. And that came out back in 1996. She had several discs out during the 1990s, most of them on Bullseye Blues Records label. It seems like when the label quit, she didn't record all that much since then. She has done some guest work on other discs, but she's from the Boston, Rhode Island area, in this case working with some of the members of Roomful of Blues back then. And, of course, we heard the new version of Roomful of Blues just before hearing Michelle Wilson. We heard the title track to the disc in A Roomful of Blues. You're listening to The Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour. We're going to turn to Eden Brent. She's a fine composer, singer, and pianist from Mississippi. We're going to turn to her disc, Ain't Got No Troubles. This came out back in 2010. It was recorded at Piety Street Studios in New Orleans. Here is Eden Brent with a number called If I Can't.
If I can't have you, baby, I don't want nobody else. If I can't be your lady, I'll just be alone all by myself. I can't fall for another while you're on my mind. You're the kind of baby I've been hoping to find. If I can't have you, baby, I don't want nobody else. No, no. Nobody else. If I can't see you, cutie, I would rather to go blind. If I can't gaze upon your face, go on and take my eyes. Don't wanna look at nothing if I can't see you. Not to see the mountains or the skies of blue. If I can't see you, baby, I would rather to go blind. I would rather to go blind. I ain't much good without you, baby, it's plain to see. I was made for you and you were made for me. Maybe you should marry me and make me your wife. I could make you happy for the rest of your life. If I can't kiss you, honey, don't wanna keep these idle lips. I won't be grinning when you're funny or drinking no whiskey sips. Your kiss is sweet as whispers from a gentle breeze. Tingles me all over, makes me weak at my knees. If I can't kiss you, honey, don't wanna keep my idle lips. Oh no, don't wanna keep my idle lips. Hold your lover, I'll have to give my arms away. They feel strange on another and never have a tendency to stray. Oh, you feel so strong and you feel so fine. I'd like to hold your lover till the end of time. If I can't hold you, lover, I'll have to give my arms away. Hey, hey. Give my arms away. I ain't much good without you, babe, it's plain to see. I was made for you and you were made for me. Maybe you should marry me and make me your wife. I could make you happy for the rest of your life. If I can't have you, baby, I don't want nobody else. I want nobody. I don't want no, nobody else.
They say haste makes waste, and I believe it's true. When I was staying busy, you were getting busy with someone new. Now I'm wasting all my time feeling blue. They say haste makes waste, and I know it's true. Oh, well, they tell me speed can
kids, and I expect they know. Moving far too fast for it to last, and I was far too slow to see where we were going and where you had to go. Oh, will they tell me speed kills, and I expect they know. Yes, they do. While you were waiting for me, your good thing came to you. Now I'm waiting by the telephone like you used to do. They say good things come to those who wait, and I guess they do. In my back door, and I hope they're right. 'Cause since you left me, babe, every day's been dark as night. I could use a little sunshine now, a little sunshine, warm and bright. They say the sun's gonna shine in my back door. I sure hope they're right. They say the sun's gonna shine in my back door. Sun's gonna shine in my back door. They say the sun's gonna shine in my back door. And I hope they're right.
Haste Makes Waste. That was a band, Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Women, from a disc called Having the Last Word. That came out in 2009, and that was a year that the band broke up. They had originally formed back in 1987. They worked the Washington, D.C. area mainly, did a lot of comedic novelty songs, and just a lot of great material. A lot of fun to listen to. Ann Rapson, the piano player, and she also played guitar, lead vocalist on this track. She died of cancer in 2013, so any hopes that the band would ever come together again pretty much dashed by that. And before we heard Sapphire, we heard Eden Brent from her disc Ain't Got No Troubles. Again, that came out in 2010, and Eden did a number for us called If I Can't on guitar, and that track was Colin Linden. He was also the producer of that disc, and he's also produced some discs for Geneva Magnus, so interesting guy. He's a good guitar player for sure. We're going to turn next to Ida Cox, one of the great women blues singers of the 1920s. She recorded quite a number of tunes. She was a very urbane lady. Here she is, recorded in July of 1928. Ida Cox here on KRVS with a number called Bone Orchard.
Since my man left me, you do nothing. pleading, and let my poor heart be. Now, blues, hear my pleading, and let my poor heart be. I wind up in some bone orchard if you don't stop worrying me.
Memphis Jug Band with a number called Casey Moan. The Memphis Jug Band was active from the mid-1920s on up to around, well, into the 1950s. Different personnel with the band over the years, but generally it's centered around singer, songwriter, guitarist, and harp player Will Shade. Will Shade was the one that basically taught Charlie Musselwhite how to play blues harp. One of the most popular of the jug bands, Memphis Jug Band. Before we heard that band, we heard Ida Cox from 1928. Ida Cox doing one of a number of tunes she sang about death. She did a piece called Bone Orchard. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour. We're going to turn to yet another jug band. This one was also quite famous, like the Memphis Jug Band. We're talking about Gus Cannon's Jug Stompers. Here they are with a really interesting number for us, a piece called Feather Bed. Again, the band Gus Cannon's Jug Stompers.
I remember the time just before the war, cause a man used to put about chipping store. But now, bless God, old Mark did, cause a man plumb fool about to fill the bed. Wee, my dear, and say, old road I'm bound to go. Mm-hmm. I heard my baby cry. Baby, honey, oh Lord, I'm bound to go. Baby, Lord, I'm bound to go. Downtown, didn't mean no harm. Police grabbing right by my arm. Till I began to fit, I began to rap. Feel like shooting in the air. Ooh, ooh, baby, oh Lord, I'm bound to go. Downtown doing my best, find the boys I stole the best. Went on round about the coat square, find the boys I done stole the coat. Baby, oh Lord, I'm bound to go. I knew Joe Rude was in the stand, had them law books in his hand. I began to pitch, pull out of it, began to read to me. The nigga been stealing the foot to me. Baby, oh Lord, I'm bound to go. Written and molded brown, I'm going across the river, keep going to town. Baby, over the road, I'm bound to go.
You got the mood, you got the mood, you got the mood, oh mood. With my God, gambler got to move. Don't you know you got to move? Yes, move. Brother, when God, woo, get ready. You got to move. That drunker got to move. That drunker got to move. Don't you know you got to move? You got to move. That preacher got to move. Don't you know you got the blues? Yeah!
From August of 1961, that was a Reverend Gary Davis, Blind Reverend Gary Davis. You Gotta Move. Just a wonderful, wonderful player, a street singer. So his sort of stridency and heavy declamatory style would be understandable to be able to be heard and get people to come up and put a little money in his cup. He was originally from the Carolinas, ended up moving to Harlem because the opportunities for a street singer were a little more lucrative then there than they had been in the Carolinas. And he ended up giving guitar lessons and influenced people like Ry Cooter, Bob Dylan, Dave Van Ronk, Jorma Kaukonen, Stephen Grossman, and others. There's just a wonderful vibrancy about Reverend Gary Davis's music. He was preceded by the Gus Cannon's Jug Stompers. We heard them do an interesting tune called Featherbed, the initial, the first verse of it actually referring to times just after the Civil War. Gus Cannon's instrument was banjo. His most famous recording, of course, was Walk Right In. And he didn't write the tune, but when it was a big hit, number one hit for the Rooftop Singers back in 1963, he ended up getting the credit, and as the story goes, the royalties too. So that was pretty interesting. He was also on some of Blind Blake's recordings. We're going to turn next here on the Blues Box to Blind Connie Williams. He was discovered by folklorist Pete Welding playing on the streets of Philadelphia back in 1961. And he ended up, for a while, he was a good friend of Reverend Gary Davis, but they had a falling out at some point. Blind Connie Williams is going to do a number that was written by Otis Jackson. It's a gospel number written during World War II, a piece called Tell Me Why You Like Roosevelt.
Tell me why you like a Roosevelt, but no chimney. Why you like a Roosevelt? Tell me why you like a Roosevelt. I don't know. Good God, somebody was a fool, man. During the Hoos administration, Congress was selling. Good God, I'm out of had a poor chamber. Rich would drive the automobile. Pressure made the poor people rob and steal. I look next door. To rob the neighbor, wasn't getting anything for their hard labor. Rapped about a crown for robbing and killing. Like the other president that made us more. Roosevelt stepped in, gave a comfortable home. Why, like a Roosevelt? Why, like a Roosevelt? Why, like a Roosevelt? For no kin. Good custom, I have a poor man. History of Roosevelt's life, how he's done with his real strife. Red daughter of mine, but he left us in rock. And I've been so worried, she was a girl. To Roosevelt, there was a couple of girls. She notified us some across the sea. She all get worried about for me. Keep on fighting for victory. Father, we did what y'all was wrong. Don't worry about your father when the verse is wrong. Sad about Roosevelt. Sad about Roosevelt. Sad about a Roosevelt, poor no kin. Good God, to my heart, what a poor man's friend. Good God, to my heart, what a time. England and Churchill to resign. To working through the European war. Hot, put him out in the hands of the Almighty God. His success, actually. Good God, to my heart, what history. This Roosevelt could have lived to see. Glory waving over Germany. God Almighty knew just what was the best. Knew the president needed a rest. Battle is fought, victory done tomorrow. Children, our problems just begun. Burden get a heavy, don't know what to do. Call on Jesus, he's the president. Sad about Roosevelt.
what it said about Roosevelt. Oh, no, I can't. Great God, tomato. Come on, friend.
Sweetest little woman that your men most ever saw. Gonna get up in the morning, baby, with the rising sun. Ooh, well, in the morning, baby, with the rising sun. If the train don't run, gonna be some walking dough. My baby, she called me. She called me up on the phone. Ooh, well, she called me. She called me up on the phone. Daddy, daddy, I don't stop coming, won't hurry up. My baby says I'm tired, going to bed and moan. Ooh, well, she says, tired of going to bed and moan. She says I ain't had no loving, daddy. Daddy, since that you've been gone. Oh, she says I'm tired. Daddy, say any lonesome song. Ooh, well, she says I'm tired of saying any lonesome song. She says I even heard daddy. Even hit his home. My baby said I'm tired. Daddy had my best friend grown. Ooh, well, she said I'm tired of hearing my best friend grown. She's out of class. You want me, daddy? You better hurry up.
Booker White with a number called Pine Bluff, Arkansas. He recorded that in Chicago on the 2nd of September back in 1937, the same day he recorded his version of Shake 'Em On Down, which ended up being somewhat of a hit for Booker White, as much as one could have had one at the time, being a rural blues man like he was. But it garnered him a lot of popularity. Some say that he jumped bail to go to Chicago to record a couple of tunes, but others say no, he didn't. He had been convicted of shooting a man and was going to spend a couple of years in prison in Mississippi for that. Before we heard Booker White, we heard Blind Connie Williams, a street singer in Philadelphia back in 1961, doing a rendition of Tell Me Why You Like Roosevelt. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Rod Piazza and the Mighty Flyers Blues Quartet from 2009 and from their disc Soul Monster. Here they are doing a rendition that goes back to, oh, I think it's the 1920s, or at least 1930s. Rod Piazza with his rendition of Key to the Highway.
I've got the key, yes, to the highway. Where on
I go. You know when I leave this town, oh Lord have mercy, I ain't coming back no more.
Key to the Highway, Rod Piazza and the Mighty Flyers Blues Quartet from the disc Soul Monster. That tune was first recorded by a Chicago pianist by the name of Charles Seeger, and some say it was written by Big Bill Brunzi. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. Also, like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in just a few moments on a program, American Roots with Nick Spitzer. This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, the cultural service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Programming on this station is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by listeners like you, to whom we would like to say thanks. We would not be here without that support. If some of your memberships are expiring, we're hoping that you'll re-up. We're not having a fundraiser this spring as we normally do. We'll postpone it, maybe have it in a few months when times are better. Be safe, stay well out there, and here is Pee Wee Creighton to take us on up to the top of the hour with a little number called Heading Home. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
get yourself in Tita'sta Cafe and drop a quarter into Lalu Jukebox with me, your host, Blake Miller. We'll be serving up modern and vintage classics of Cajun, country, and small pop music. 36 88.7 KRVS.
That's Lalu Jukebox with your host, Blake Miller, every Saturday night at 6 and Sunday morning at 7, right here on listener-supported public radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, listener-supported public radio for Acadiana. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.
This is